I'm very happy to welcome Lynn to British Columbia. I have the privilege of, on behalf of the Child Care Advocacy Association of Canada and its partners, of having arranged her tour of Canada, and I'm traveling with her. Lynn is here as the, they say convener, we say chair. There is some language differences between Australia and Canada. The convener of the National Association of Community-Based Children's Services. And that's not the only thing she is. She is also recently appointed the chair of the Victoria, State of Victoria's Children's Council. It's the inaugural council for Victoria. And she's on many national committees reporting to the Minister for Children in the Australian government or Commonwealth government in both children's capacities and related to training. So she has a wide amount of experience and responsibility. I think the reason she is here is that she and a colleague wanted to come to Canada to tell a story. And I happen to have a passion for Australian stuff and knew that there was a story to be told out of Australia. And I want to say at the beginning, I know that there are people in the room who are anxious that this is for-profit childcare, good, for-profit childcare, bad, non-profit childcare, good. This is not the story of British Columbia now, or even Canada now, where in British Columbia we have about 40% of the childcare centers are small, intimate places in communities run by an individual, and next door, down the street, there's a non-profit program. This is the story of corporate takeover of the sector, which has impacted you, the smallest private operator, as well as you, the non-profit operator, equally. So with that introduction, Lynn, go for it. I would also like to ask our folks up here to project, as there are people in the audience at the back that are having a hard time hearing, and also to try and slow it. That was a request from the back. Thank you.